Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's talk self-promotion. I was talking to a client recently and she was struggling with promoting herself. She's always been promoting herself in the context of an organization or promoting whatever program that they're doing. But she was, now that she's released a book, she's feeling uncomfortable with self-promotion. And so I thought this is a great topic for a show, because it is a shift in mindset. And so what do you need to know? Well, we're living in a beautiful time where we get to be the face of our work in a way that maybe we didn't have 20 years ago, you know? And so now that there are more people at the table, it requires that we promote ourselves in a different way. So self-promotion is safe. That's the affirmation I want you to play with. Self-promotion is safe. It's not indulgent. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's not a sign that you're not humble. Because if you don't promote yourself, who else will, right? So I want you to celebrate your gifts and talents. I want you to know that it's right to celebrate your gifts and talents. I want you to be in your brilliance. And when you are receiving praise for your work, to just smile and say thank you. Smile and say thank you and just start practicing now. And if you smile and say thank you and then you have the back chatter, oh God, what am I up to? Who am I to think I can do this? You got to stop the back chatter. And it's just being mindful of it. That's how you stop it. You're just being mindful of it. If you're really, really struggling, then I'd say, yeah, you need to do some work around that. And I would encourage you to do it before you put the work in the world, whatever it is, before you launch the business, do the thing, get really comfortable with self-promotion and separate that from your sense of self. Yes, it is your work, but it's not you, right? And so all you have to do is just smile and say thank you. You get to be in your brilliance. Even if you are a singer and you're on stage, you're being praised for your talent. You're being praised for your skill set that you developed. You're being praised, though, for your voice. And so you don't have to take it personally. Just be in the moment and say thank you. And maybe the first 50 times that somebody praises you or people praise you for what you're up to, it's going to feel weird. But if you get in the habit of stopping the back chatter, stopping the, oh my God, who am I? I'm so embarrassed. And you just learn to put a smile on and say thank you, it'll start to become comfortable. Because if you reject the praise, if you play down the praise, if you push it away, you're putting that energy out into the universe where you're pushing away praise. And so maybe it might not affect your career, but it might affect another area of your life because you've put that energy out there. So I say the safest thing to do is tell yourself, it is safe to promote myself. It's safe to market myself. It's safe to tell people about what I'm up to. And all I have to do is smile and say thank you. Smile and say thank you. And sure, you might go through the whole conversation with yourself about, oh, well, will people like it? Well, you're right. People will like it. And what I tell myself is the muse wouldn't give it to you if it wasn't meant to be in the world. That's the truth. Yes, there have been years where there was a gatekeeper who determined what got to be out in the world, but those gatekeepers no longer exist for a reason. The muse wants, if you had the courage to make it, the muse wants you to put it out in the world and it to be seen and it to reach the people it's meant to reach. And it's not just your cousin and your mom. There's an audience for whatever you're up to. So self-promotion is safe. Self-promotion is good. Self-promotion is right. You don't have to take it personally. And all you have to do is smile and say thank you. And if you're concerned about, oh, well, what if people are mean or snarky or there's a word I'm looking for that I can't think of right now. What if people are attack me? You can decide that you're not available for that. That doesn't even show up in your world. Yeah, that might happen to other people, but that doesn't happen to me. That doesn't I don't even know those people. I don't even, everybody that shows up in my world loves, appreciates, adores me, is kind and loving and respectful. You can declare that. I want to encourage you to declare it. Because I think if you hold the belief that that could happen, you open a channel to it happening. Doesn't mean it will, but you definitely have created a channel where it could happen. But more so, you'll play down. If you're so afraid that people are going to attack you for promoting yourself or putting yourself out there, you start to do things where you sabotage your efforts. You stop showing up for yourself, and rightfully so, because the part of you that wants to keep you safe is going to be like, girl, that's scary. Don't do it, right? That's why you need to start talking to yourself, being kind to yourself, loving to yourself, and saying self-promotion is safe. And I have another affirmation. This is a Catherine Ponder affirmation that I think is just fantastic. I love the highest and best in all people, and I now draw the highest and best and most prosperous-minded people to me. I love the highest and best in all people, and I now draw the highest and best and most prosperous-minded people to me. I love the highest and best in all people, and I draw the highest and best and most prosperous-minded people to me. And you can make that your own if you want, or you can use it as it is. I think it's written and worded beautifully. And just start saying it to yourself over and 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 over again. And then it'll sink in. And you'll go into situations where you have to promote yourself, where you have to share your work, where you have to tell people you exist, and you'll feel good about it. You won't make it mean anything more than what it is. And you'll get to be confident, and you get to be yourself. And you get to let people know you exist. And the more you do that, the more you reap the benefits of selling. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, maybe you want some help getting really comfortable with promoting yourself. Maybe you've started a business and you totally believe in your product, but now it comes to marketing and selling it. You're clamming up and feeling weird and scared and uncomfortable. Well, I can help you shift your consciousness around it. I can help you practice feeling really good about that process, being confident in that process. And then I read energy too. So if you are looking for all of that, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I do have a single session that you can book with me. And then if you are looking for an energy to be present in your life as you go to your next level and create your massive result, then I have a massive result intuitive coaching package. Again, information on my services are at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.